This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to Innovation in Compliance. In this podcast series, I will bring you interviews with some of the leading experts who are changing the way practitioners approach compliance. Although the name compliance is in the title, it's really about innovation. And I wanted to drive the conversation about innovation in compliance into the 2030s and beyond, with a focus on innovations for the compliance practitioner and the compliance professional. You want to learn how to bring your business into an innovative state and more innovative business solutions for compliance problems, issues, and concerns. This is the podcast for you. Innovation in Compliance is a production of Compliance Podcast Network. In this episode, I visit with Glenn Andrew. Glenn is a longtime business executive, and we talk about his new project called All-Star Leadership, where he works with millennials and Gen Xers to develop leaders for the next generation of business. First, a message from the sponsor of the Compliance Podcast Network this month, Ethico.
In the intricate world of ethics and compliance, each second is precious, and slow case closures are more than just delays, they're missed opportunities. Enter Ethico. Our solution revolutionizes case management, cutting closure times in half and turning every challenge into a chance for improvement. Imagine a workspace where efficiency and compliance coexist harmoniously. Don't just dream of faster resolutions, make it your reality. Visit ethico.com/CPN today to book a demo and dive into our exclusive white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance, and to try our free ROI calculator. Empower your team with the tools they deserve.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox back for another episode. I'm absolutely thrilled today to have with me Glenn Andrew. Glenn, first of all, welcome and thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate the invitation there. It's such an honor to be able to work with you on this.
Glenn, could you tell our audience about your professional background?
My background is engineering. All right. I started out my career in working for a submarine builder, and because my background was ocean engineering. So I ended up doing that, getting into a lot of management roles, leading teams. And then I went off and in 2000, I decided I had what business author Michael Gerber calls an entrepreneurial seizure. You go off and you do your own business and you realize, oh, there's a lot more to it. Yeah. So I did that for about 5 years and ended up in 2008 and 2009 with the downturn of the economy. I ended up getting back into doing a corporate gig and ended up doing C-suite roles, doing business leadership. And then I decided, okay, it's time to give back. So that brings me to present day today. So thank you.
And that's really what I wanted to visit with you about. We were together a couple of weeks ago at a C-suite thought leaders retreat and had the chance to meet you and hear a little bit about what you've got going. And I was pretty excited. So could you tell us about All-Star Leadership?
All-Star Leadership is a company that I founded, and I started it because I remembered what it was like when I was that young engineering and as a professional in my 20s and 30s. And I remember what it was like say, hey, Glenn, we got this big position coming up. We want you to be able to interface with a government agency. We want you to be able to work with an aircraft manufacturer. We want you to work with an airline. We want you to work with a national laboratory to do all of this stuff. And so it was just like, I was eager. I says, I love it. I love it. So I went forward and we ended up having a very successful program that the FAA hallmarked through Congress about one of the big projects that they had done for asking for more funding. So going through that whole process and doing other ones like that, I realized I didn't have anyone to mentor me, to give me any guidance, to give me any particular direction. I was a bright young engineer. I think, hey, I'll figure it out. But now I reflect back on it and I reflect back to when I was that age and I says, gosh, I wish I knew now, back then, what I know now, and how can I give back? And that's what kind of birthed the idea for All-Star Leadership. So we primarily focus on working with young professionals who are emerging leaders, who are in their 20s and 30s, the millennials, the Gen Zers, all right, who've got some leadership skills, but they recognize there's a gap between where they're at and where they want to be. And what we do is we help fill that gap.
Glenn, when I was 25, I was a newly anointed lawyer and I knew everything. People ask me, what would you tell the younger Tom? I'm like, nothing. I knew everything. So how do you really talk to people who may have that attitude, or are the people that you're visiting with and you're coaching and you're helping, do they already realize they need some additional help and they need some additional guidance and they don't know everything?
Yeah, it's just the ones who are real. It's just like, they're not spitfires. They're the ones who, hey, I want to do this right. And they tend to be a little more structured. They tend to be a little more process oriented. And they're the type who want to be able to do it well, because they're looking at income potential growth for themselves. They're looking at additional leadership things that they want to be able to achieve, all right? So it's in my conversations with them, they recognize, yeah, I agree with you. It's just, we're that age, we know everything, we're in here. Let me talk to the CEO. I can tell him exactly how I can help him and his company. And all of a sudden they recognize, they get pushback from it and they recognize, whoa, I'm just trying to help, all right? And it's those who have those types of interactions there, who've gotten that pushback from upper management, who recognize, gee whiz, they're not listening to me. I'm just going to go ahead and go find another job. But the ones I'm working with are the ones who are the long-term thinkers. They're looking ahead of what lays ahead for me. And maybe I don't quite know everything that there is.
I really liked what you said about process, because I'm in a very different world of legal and regulatory compliance, but I see it through a process lens. And it strikes me that you see leadership in that same way. So could you maybe talk to us about the process of leadership and the different building blocks that you can help a young professional with that can lead them to greater success as a leader? What's that process in your mind?
I think it all comes up with understanding that before we can go ahead and lead and influence others, we got to be able to be leading and motivating ourselves. All right. And that comes up with a term that I have seen recently called self-leadership. All right. Now, self-leadership is, for me, it's not a destination. It is a process. All right. And it's a process of up-leveling certain skills as far as overwhelm, all right? A lot of times when we get into a situation there, it's so easy to be overwhelmed and there's so many distractions going on. It's okay, I'm doing what I can to keep up. Another thing that I see a lot is lack of clarity. So getting clear on what it is as far as your goals and things. Another thing is emotional intelligence. I see you go back decades ago and there was the old command and control style of leadership. And that doesn't quite work these days the way it may have in the past. And I'm finding that there's a great book that's out by Stephen M. R. Covey, Stephen Covey's son, called Trust and Inspire. I think it came out about a year ago. And it's all about a different approach to leadership. And it requires more soft skills, all right, instead of some of the hard leadership tactics and strategies going forward, to be able to develop yourself. So a lot of it is more relationship building. So it's being able to go through a process. And that's what I had laid out in a program that I had developed called the Lead for Life Accelerator, all right? And it's all about self-leadership in four areas: in the areas of business, in the areas of finance, in the areas of relationships, and in the areas of health. And I think those are all foundational. so that if we get a, if we can begin to lead ourselves in those areas and to be able to get more clarity on exactly what it is that we're doing in each of those particular areas, is that as we begin to be able to do some of those tasks that are required to do that, it's a task-based system there. So you learn by doing. And as you go through this 12-week program, it washes over into your business life, into your everyday personal life. And you find out that, hey, you've got much more clarity on yourself as a leader because you're able to better lead yourself. That's the whole concept of self-leadership. And through doing so, it washes into your everyday life, in both business and in personal.
Glenn, you mentioned the word health. I have not heard that associated with leadership. Could you expand on that a little bit?
I just recently went through a whole transformation. In the last year, I dropped 53 pounds. And part of it was I had lost my wife of 30 plus years a couple of years ago. And when I went through that experience, I realized that I was getting a little slodgy and all. And I needed to get more stamina, more strength, because I find that a good leader needs to be able to have a body that is able to go ahead and have the energy to be able to deliver and to be able to effectively lead, because people follow a leader who's healthy, who's inspirational. And I think that if we don't pay attention to some of the basics of our health, we're shorting ourselves of a major opportunity to be able to give more back to life, give back more to the people that we're leading.
There is an archetypal story that I'm going to relate, and it involves Babe Ruth. And after his career ended, he wanted to be a manager. And he was never given that opportunity because, quote, how can you be a manager when you can't manage yourself, end quote. And he was fairly well known for his antics, so not managing himself, particularly in the realm of health, I think was spot on. But the self-leadership part is absolutely critical. And then you say something else that I absolutely completely buy into, which is leadership development as a lifelong process.
Oh, yeah.
I am inherently and intensely curious, and I see curiosity as a lifelong process leading to me learning more. But could you talk about it in the leadership context?
It all started about with being a lifelong learner, all right? And as you begin understand, hey, what lifelong learning is all about, you realize that as you're going through, your influence on other people, you're having an impact upon them. And that is leadership. Being that center of influence, having that impact because people are looking up to you. So if I'm not continually investing in my own leadership development, I'm not doing a service for the impact that I would like to be able to have when I look back on my life 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. What's the impact that I want to have? All right. Now, I'm in my young 70s right now. All right. And I'm shooting for 120 plus, healthy and fit with all my faculties intact. That's the vision I have for myself. And if I achieve it, I go, wow, this is great. So I got a number of things that I need to get in place to be able to get myself there. Because I want to be able to leave this, have the impact to be able to leave this world as a better place. And isn't that what a good leader is all about? Is to be able to provide that inspiration, provide that innovation in how to do it and have that impact. So
obviously, communications is an important skill in everyday life in the business world, but particularly as a leader. How do you help young business professionals develop leadership communication?
Yeah, thank you very much. That is something that's very near and dear to me. Leadership communications, that's a key, because if you've got a vision, I just recently went through a four-day training on visionary leadership. And one of the big lessons that I got out of that was, how do you enroll people into your vision? And because if people are not enrolled in the vision that you have as a leader, may not necessarily follow through and help you get fulfill that vision there. They might have their own ideas. They might have their own input. But if you're able to enroll people into that vision, it's all about communications. And for me, effective communications, there's three steps to it. All right. The first step is understanding how we like to be communicated. All right. We have a certain set of core values that are, they're very near and dear to us. All right. And for me, authenticity is a big one. Freedom is another big one. All right. So there's a number of core values. And we're very receptive to people who are talking in alignment with us in that way, with another person who shares the same values. Okay. So the first thing is understanding how we like to be communicated. The second step, I feel, is understanding how our client, our prospect, the person across from us likes to be communicated, because they have a different set of core values. All right. It may not be the same as ours. So it's most likely going to be different. So it's understanding what their core values are and being able to communicate it with them in a way that's in alignment with that. Okay. So understanding how our client or prospect, the person across from us, likes to be communicated. All right. It's probably different from ours. And then the third step, I feel, is shifting and realigning our communication from our preferred way to their preferred way, and so that we're in alignment. And then all of a sudden, you'll find that the people are going, wow, they get me. They understand me. I hear them. All right. So that's the step that I think a lot of people really fall down on. All right. Because all of a sudden they get back into what is simple and natural for them. They like to go back to their own communication style instead of being client focused. Focus on the other person, how they do. All right. So I have a gift I'd like to be able to offer your audience, and it helps out with this very first step, and it's understanding how we like to be communicated. All right. It's a personality assessment that is not psychology based, but it's based upon biology, B-U-Y, the science of why, how people buy. And it's a methodology known as BANK, B-A-N-K. It stands for the four personalities for this assessment. And it's real easy to do. It takes less than 90 seconds. It's not like one of those long assessments. It's a 90-second assessment. It's fun. It's easy. It's quick. And all you have to do is go to this website. It's getmycode.co. Getmycode.co. I'm sure you'll have that in your show links. And from there, they'll do an assessment. It's real easy. There's four cards that are shown up on the screen. And they each of them have 12 different values. And all it is taking a look at each of those values, finding one that is most important to you and putting it in the first position, then going in and looking at the other ones. So you'll be ordering these in from most important to least important. And you fill in some contact information and you'll be emailed a link to a 22-page report that's all about you. It'll give you different triggers in which will, when you're talking to other people of different personality types and different tripwires, so that you learn to avoid some of those in talking with certain people of a different type. So it's my gift to you. It's a $99 value, and it's a great first step to understanding how we like to be communicated with. So it's my gift to your audience.
Glenn, I wanted to thank you for that. We are going to, of course, link to that in the show notes. We're going to link to a wide variety of places that you hang out, LinkedIn, Twitter, and other places. But could you give us the website for the All-Star Leadership LLC in case someone wanted to hear
that? Yeah. Actually, I'm running challenges quarterly throughout the year. And the best way to learn is to be able to experience. And the challenge is go to ignite.allstarleadership, all one word, .co. That's ignite. allstarleadership.co.
Glenn, I wanted to thank you again for taking the time to visit with me. I hope we can continue this conversation.
I'd love it. Thank you, Tom.
This month, the Compliance Podcast Network is sponsored by Ethico. Are you struggling with budgeting and finance requests for your compliance program? Well, I've written a white paper together with Nick Gallo at Ethico, and we've made that available. So if you'll click through on the link, you can get a white paper on the ROI of compliance and how you can use that in the budgeting process. I know you will be able to use this white paper on ROI. Are you looking for a quick way to get some ideas for an upgrade for your compliance program? Well, I have a new podcast for you, the Compliance Tip of the Day, where in 5 minutes you can find out a cutting-edge tip of compliance that you can implement or at least consider for your compliance program. Check out the Compliance Tip of the Day each day, Monday through Friday, on the Compliance Podcast Network.